President of the United States, and Brett Baer from your Fox News channel. It's all straight ahead. 8 o'clock, time for some news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. D.C. police are investigating a shooting last night in Northeast that left two officers injured and a suspect dead. It all happened around 10:40 in the Trinidad neighborhoods, as Acting Police Chief Peter Newsham.
We had our crime suppression team officers in the area, and at the intersection of Holbrook and Morse Street Northeast, we had shots that were fired. As a result of those shots being fired, and we can't distinguish exactly who fired the shots at this point because we're still in the preliminary stages.
The two officers were in uniform, Newsham says. Both suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Well, in just a couple of hours, President Trump speaks at CPAC.
Aides close to him helped set the table on Thursday.
Thank you. Thank you. Well,
they are perceived as the Trump White House odd couple. Chief of Staff Reince Priebus and political advisor Steve Bannon together thanking CPAC conference goers.
Great. For helping us elect what will be one of the greatest presidents that ever served this country.
All right.
And it's because of your...
Priebus, a former party chair, and Bannon, a constant critic of the GOP leadership at Breitbart News. Rarely heard in public, he has a simple goal for the Trump administration.
Deconstruction of the administrative state.
Translation, going after what are perceived as unnecessary government regulations and social programs. Bob Costantini, Washington.
And you can hear President Trump's CPAC speech live this morning at around 10:20 right here on WMAL. Metro's leadership is struggling to find more ways to increase revenue and reduce spending. General Manager Paul Wiedefeld is running out of answers.
Board Chair Jack Evans.
At the end of the 18 fiscal year budget we're now preparing, he will have used every tool in his toolbox.
So Evans says the jurisdictions will have to give Metro more money. Otherwise,
either stop running the trains altogether, which is really not a solution.
Or Metro will need to take money from its capital budget to pay operating expenses.
If you want to really kill an organization, that'd be the way to do it.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Forecasters say temperatures will be in the mid-70s again today, one day after the mercury reached 77 at Dulles Airport and set a new record. In fact, that reading yesterday was the second highest February temperature ever observed at Dulles. Now, all this warm weather may have you thinking about an early trip to the beach. Well, it turns out one of the nation's best is one that's been popular with Washingtonians for years.
Ocean City, Maryland has made TripAdvisor's list of the top 10 beaches in the country. Mayor Rick Meehan says, with temperatures in the 70s this month, visitors aren't waiting until Memorial Day to come out.
Over President's Day weekend, the boardwalk looked like the middle of June. There were so many people on it. And I think good weather gets people thinking about their summer vacation, and they read something like this, and it triggers the thoughts about maybe now's the time to make our reservation.
Ocean City jumped up 15 spots from last year's survey. Siesta Beach in Florida topped the list. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The government will be seeking a near-maximum prison sentence for a Northern Virginia cab driver caught helping a friend try to join ISIS during an FBI sting. 26-year-old Mahmoud Al-Hassan of Woodbridge faces a term of anywhere from 4 to 28 years during today's sentencing in federal court in Alexandria. Al-Hassan's lawyers are asking for a term of 4 to 6 years. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 20,810, the NASDAQ at 5836. Sports, college basketball, a win for GW. The Wizards are in Philadelphia tonight. The Caps host Edmonton. And in Florida, exhibition baseball begins today for the Orioles. The Nats open their spring schedule tomorrow. WMAL News Time 804. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
We promise it's winter.
Warmer weather continuing to settle in here.
Even if the weather isn't always acting like it. From seasonal storms to unseasonably high temperatures, depend on us to keep you informed.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel.
WMAL.
At David Vigilone's house, family time usually centers around sharing stories.
Unfortunately, in our family, those stories include prostate cancer.
Three of David's uncles had prostate cancer, so when he was diagnosed, he didn't waste time. David turned to the physicians at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital to discuss his options.
I didn't want surgery because I work and I'm active. CyberKnife was the answer.
CyberKnife targets tumors with pinpoint accuracy, with minimal impact on surrounding healthy tissue or organs. treatment is complete in only 5 visits versus the 40 visits you need with traditional radiation.
5 treatments, and I never missed a day of work.
The 5 treatments allowed David to continue with his active lifestyle.
At 68, I still work out, play golf, and travel with my family. CyberKnife made it possible.
Learn more about CyberKnife. Call 855-218-6642 or visit medstargeorgetown.org/prostate.
ZeroRes makes dirty carpets look, feel, and smell brand new again. Book at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading up toward Fort Belvoir on Route 1, Richmond Highway. That's where crews are dealing with a crash still, so do watch for police direction as you head through that stretch. If you're on the interstate, 95, not so bad. Friday morning, catch a little bit of a break coming through Dale City up through to the Capitol Beltway. 395 heavy through Landmark and again at the 14th Street Bridge. 66 and into that bright sunshine. Gorgeous morning already. Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks, your stop and go. Commuters tell me about a 40-minute trip to get up through to the Beltway. On the George Washington Parkway, south of 123 for the volume. To the Wilson Bridge, back near St. Barnabas Road, and a mess coming out of Fairland into White Oak. 29 commuters. You might want to rethink this. Southbound 29, this will be south of White Oak, past the Trader Joe's before you get to the University Boulevard. Still have the right lane blocked a few moments ago with the bus accident. A lot of activity at the scene. New Hampshire Avenue still working as a bailout route for you through Hillendale. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Few clouds mild this morning. We've already surpassed the average high for this time of year. And near record warmth this afternoon. The record 78 set in 1985. Today's forecast high in the south breeze 75. Good Friday night out. Nice and mild for this time of year. Overnight 58. Thunderstorms become likely in the afternoon tomorrow. Some strong, maybe severe storms 69. Back to the low 50s by Sunday. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 54 in Burke, 56 in Rockville, 54 degrees in Washington. President Trump addresses CPAC this morning. Hear his speech live at around 10:20 here on WMAL. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning, everybody. 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's Brian Wilson and Mary Walter live from CPAC. Over at the National Harbor, it's the place where conservatives are gathering. And, boy, what a lineup we have for you. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we're going to talk to Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel. In between, Dave Bossie, Trump deputy campaign manager and president of Citizens United. As I said, Brian Wilson, Mary Walter, and joining us here, deputy assistant to the president of these United States, Dr. Sebastian Gorka. It is such a pleasure to have you here with us at CPAC.
Thank you. It's a real pleasure to be here.
I want to start off, if I could, by talking about the president this morning, who's tweeted out some things about being upset about leakers who are leaking classified information. He says the FBI is totally unable to stop the national security leakers. He says it needs to stop now. They need to find the people that are leaking. How frustrating it must be to work on the inside and just have to deal with all of these national security leaks.
Well, think about it. There's a certain Democrat politician who grew up in Hawaii called Barack Obama, who once said to Eric Cantor, if you recall, elections have consequences.
Right.
Well, guess what? They do. And November the 8th has consequences as well. And not recognizing the authority of the duly elected President of the United States, that's a serious issue, especially if you work in U.S. government. So it's clear that there are leaks. The president is unequivocal that we will get to the bottom of them because it's not good for a democracy if you think you can do things counter to the president's new policies simply because you politically disagree with them.
Coming from Europe and of Hungarian descent, being born in London, having that global look at things, what makes you be almost anti-globalist?
I don't like the pigeonholes. It's not about. It's not anti-globalism. It's pro-America, right?
Okay.
I think the best line from the panel yesterday with my two bosses, Reince and Steve Bannon, was: remember when Steve said, "We are not. We are a nation with an economy.
Yes.
Not an economy that's hostage to some global economic
yes.
system.
Yes.
And he's absolutely right.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm an immigrant, a legal immigrant. Why are we here? Why do we choose to be Americans? Right. Because America, as a word, has to stand for something if it is to have meaning. If not, then what's the difference between here and Rwanda?
But how do we get so far away from that idea of that type of immigrant to now it's anybody can be a citizen?
Well, because there's an elite, there's a small group of people whose interest is to dismantle these identities, to dismantle these borders. Do you remember the speech Hillary gave?
Yes.
I want to have no borders in the Western Hemisphere.
Right.
Really? What does America mean then if there are no borders?
May I ask you quickly, because I know your time is very short.
Yeah.
I understand. Get somebody to ask more question.
I'm coming.
Literally, we'll let him go after this. The immigration order by the president.
Yes.
We understand it's pending soon. When is it going to be released? And how will it be different?
Literally, imminently, it will address the politically driven court assertion that there was some dread intent, some hidden motivation for the order that was somehow anti-Muslim, anti-Islam. And of course it isn't. It's about national security. So we're going to address these. We're going to talk about how it's going to secure the border. And Brian, very soon.
Very soon.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's good
so
to have you.
So happy for you, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
One of the most effective spokespeople the president has. It's good to have you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
See you guys.
Thank you so much.
See you guys.
We have a moment or two to continue here, Mary.
Yes.
And I think that's
he's
very...
He's off to give his talk. He's on the CPAC panel today in 9 minutes.
Yes, in 9 minutes. That's why people were yelling at us. We needed to let him go.
I was promised to 14, okay? I would just like that known.
All right. So anyway, let's talk a little bit. He's right about this, that apparently this immigration order, we were told it may not come out this week, which was initially was promised to come out this week, but it seems as if it's going to maybe come out later today. Certainly, it seems maybe in the next few days. And that is going to be very interesting to see how that works and whether or not it will meet and answer the concerns of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, as lame as I think those concerns are.
Or illegitimate.
Yeah, illegitimate, right. Whether or not that will do that. So that was important news. And let me tell you, he's right. I can understand the frustration of the president, and I can understand the frustration of the people who work inside the NSC, where he spends a lot of his time, of having these continual leaks. It must be absolutely infuriating.
Well, it is, and you addressed with him the concerns of the FBI trying to find these leakers. And I find it baffling that the FBI can't find them. Mm-hmm. That to me is a big red flag that this may go far deeper and maybe far more entrenched in a higher up area, not low-level people that get blamed for everything, but probably further up the chain in D.C., and maybe even into, you know, that might be a little bit more entrenched than we realize.
Part of the problem here is this, that it's been so slow in getting people confirmed to the top positions.
That's being done on purpose.
And here's how it has an impact down the line. You don't have, let's say, for example, an attorney general. The attorney general then can't put his key people in place.
Right.
And what's going on all over this town and all of the major agencies and the security agencies and the intelligence agencies is that the people who are still in charge were working for the last administration.
Right.
And it's maddening. It's absolutely maddening. Sources I have talked to in recent days say to me that they are relatively certain that a lot of this, quite frankly, is coming from the people at the executive suites of the CIA. Not Pompeo, of course. He's the new guy. But the people who have been there for a long time under the past administration who are very, against this president.
But it's not just maddening, it's illegal.
Yep.
And that's, and I firmly believe, and I think that people want to see when these people are rooted out that they are punished, and it has to be made public so that people can see that we're not the only ones, not just the little people are held to the laws, that everyone is held to the law. This idea of all of us being equal under the law, I think, has been forgotten. And we have one set of rules for thee and another for me. And, you know, there's the people at the top who get away with stuff that the people at the bottom would be sitting in jail for.
Yep.
So I really hope that Donald Trump, who has run as a law and order candidate, this is what his thing is, that he really shows us that he is that law and order candidate. And even no matter how high this goes, that once they are found out, that the law is applied to them as well. That's important. important, and it's got to be public.
Well, so the highlight of the morning here at CPAC is going to happen in the 10 o'clock hour when the President of the United States is scheduled to address those who have gathered at CPAC. And that's why security is so tight, and it's been such an interesting and borderline chaotic morning.
But it's exciting. I find it exciting.
All right. Listen, it is now 8:15. On WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, 66 had the crash in Centerville over to the shoulder, but now that's going to be in the delays into that sun glare that take you through Fair Lakes and Fair Oaks, all this coming out of the Manassas area. Inner loop of the Beltway through Annandale, stop and go, and then we're improving up toward the George Washington Parkway. We had our second crash of the morning there, gone, and or over to the shoulder, not causing too much of a problem. We have major delays still out of Fairland and Maryland down toward Four Corners. I'm not seeing any improvement, so you want to plan for extra time or plan for your alternates here. Southbound 29 after the Trader Joe's before you get to University Boulevard. Had a Metro bus involved in this crash, so a lot of paperwork to be done, and they're still there blocking one lane at last check. If you're bailing out in White Oak, New Hampshire Avenue, that still works well down to the Beltway. But to note, the Beltway delay is beginning just before New Hampshire Avenue, off and on around to George Avenue. 270, have the volume with us as we push through Urbana, Hyattstown, Germantown, Rockville. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High thin clouds around this morning, a cloud-sun mix this afternoon, and once again near record warmth. I'm not quite sure we make it to 78, though, but still with a south breeze. How about a 75? I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
In the nation's capital, 58 degrees. It is now 8:17 on WMAL.
What if you woke up in heaven, but God was not there? Would you go look for him? The Ship to Look for God Trilogy by D. Krause. Available on Amazon and Smashwords. Download the first book for free. Go to www.dustyskull.com.
The third, broadly, line of work is what is deconstruction of the administrative state. But the third, this regulation, every business leader we've had in is saying not just taxes, but it is also the regulation. And I think the consistent, if you look at these cabinet appointees, they were selected for a reason, and that is the deconstruction. The way the progressive left runs is if they can't get it passed, they're just going to put it in some sort of regulation in an agency. That's all going to be deconstructed.
That was Steve Bannon speaking yesterday at CPAC about how that there is an administrative state here in Washington, D.C., and one of the goals is to deconstruct it. Joining us on the line right now is Dave Bossy, who was a former deputy campaign manager to the Trump campaign and is the president of Citizens United. Dave, thanks for joining us here. You've had a chance to see Reince Priebus and Steve Bannon up close and personal from during the campaign days. A lot of people, I think, were surprised at sort of the warmth that existed between these two, because that's not what we've been led to believe by many in the mainstream media.
Well, that's for certain. You know, look, we had a very unique circumstance at the campaign, and it's kind of a trial by fire and quite honestly necessity. We found ourselves in a position. I was the deputy campaign manager. Steve Bannon and I have been business partners and worked together for, golly, 7-8 years. And I've known Ryan. So I'm actually the Maryland National Committeeman, so I'm on the RNC. And so I know both of them very well. And they're both amazingly smart guys who are very capable with their jobs. And so what we always did every day was just try to do the next right thing for the candidate, then Mr. Trump. And we did it as a team, and we took that approach. Now, we didn't all agree on everything, and that's clear that it's good that you don't agree on everything either, by the way, on a campaign or in a White House. But these two men are dedicated to work together. These two men are incredibly smart, have the agenda of the president in mind every day when they wake up, and that's what they go to work to do. They're not interested in the fighting.
And that was something that I know I went to go see the two of them yesterday speak together with Matt Schlapp. And the air from people who were going to go see it is, oh, we got to go see, we got to see Bannon and Priebus. Oh, I want to see this, I want to see this. People were expecting fireworks. So it was a surprise to a lot of the people in that room. It was a surprise to me that it was really almost like a sit around the campfire, sing kumbaya and roast marshmallows type of event. However, in hindsight, it is nice to not see any this infighting and some kind of disarray. Presenting a united front, I think, is very important and ultimately was a very welcome surprise. So I like seeing that, and I think that was really nice.
And that's a great, look, that's, you know, a great perspective. And I think that's what they were trying to do. And let's not sugarcoat it. These two men have, quite honestly, the two toughest jobs in America today. And they're trying to do and lift an economy, and they're trying to lift a country, you know, literally on their shoulders. And it is a big, daunting task. So let's not think that every day is they're going to be holding hands. But at the end of the day, they are not interested in power for power's sake themselves, and they are there for the president, first and foremost. And that, when you have your priorities in order, that you are there to serve the president and his agenda, that is a big, big thing that you bring to the table every day as a part of a team. And that's what the president likes to see. He also, he loves it when people give him disparate ideas on a specific topic where they're going to be around the table. That's his style, by the way. I think everybody knows that.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you about what the president said this morning on Twitter. He's apparently very angry about, and I can understand why, all of the national security leaks that have occurred. And he's actually sort of attacking the FBI for being unable to find and stop these leaks. And he says even those that are within the FBI itself, he is urging them to get busy and stop these leaks. I would imagine what you know about this president is that he probably doesn't have a lot of patience for these kinds of things.
Yes, he is a man who says what he means and means what he says, and that's one of the reasons why he won, because people are tired of, you know, the your average politician who just, you know, says whatever needs to be said. But to your question, yeah. Yes, you know, he is incredibly dedicated to run the White House and to run the government the way it needs to be done, and he thinks that the leaks harm him and that the leaks are not helpful to his overall effort. So that's one of the reasons that he's asked over the last several weeks for investigations of the leaking, right, to try to put a stop to it. And so clearly that's not working, and now he's taking a little bit more forceful approach. And I think that
let me ask you more. And I appreciate it, but I'm wondering, does anybody look at the tweets before they go out, or is it just the president straight to the people?
This morning I wasn't there, but I can tell you historically it is him to the American people directly. He is somebody who believes in taking the message directly to the American people. It's what he feels that allowed him the platform to win, quite honestly, and that he doesn't feel he needs to change that. So, you know, don't get me wrong, during the day when people are around, I'm suspecting that, you know, today he would talk to somebody about it, but he doesn't feel he needs to. He feels that he understands and has his finger on the pulse of the American people, of what's going on and what they want to hear. And he also understands and is frustrated by the media coverage. So he tries to go over the media directly to the American people. He tries to change the narrative when the media is running stories that he believes are just, quite honestly, false or how he terms it, fake news. And he tries to put out news that then will be covered. It's a tactical thing for him.
We have to leave it right there because our time is up. But Dave Bossy, what a pleasure. Please come back and join us again.
Anytime. Thanks very much for having me.
All right. It is now 8:24 on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry. And I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. The good news? I can help. Dental implants are a permanent solution that I offer in a single pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, as well as causing the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. So smile big. Eat what you want. With over 3 decades of experience, advanced training, and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit. Call 703-503-9490. Online at SmileEasy.com. That's SmileEasy.com.
It's 8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And traffic update brought to you by Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Getting in through town, still dealing with the incident on DC 295. Yes, 295, unfortunately. So if you're heading southbound down toward Pennsylvania Avenue, that's the scene of the crash. Delays out of Cheverly on 50 and delays off of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway as you head through Riverdale. But I'm not seeing those delays until just after 450, so near 202. It could be worse. Friday's in our favor there. On New York Avenue, inbound merging off and on of 50 and B-Dub, slow to the light of Bladensburg Road, and then you just have signal light delays, the volume there, to the Wilson Bridge. You're backed up before St. Barnabas Road to cross the bridge span. Along the way, the minor crash. They were trying to get to the shoulder. All right, it sounds like a broken record, but I'm not seeing any improvement here. Out of Fairland down toward Four Corners, the crash involved a Metro bus southbound 29 Colesville Road before University Boulevard. This is after the Trader Joe's, so long lineup through that stretch. No problems reported. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, George-Washington Parkway, but we're just on the volume for the commute. Learn how an insurance-covered comfortable knee or back brace can reduce your pain. Call 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Unseasonably warm numbers continue. Still not making records, though. 78 the record for today. We'll have a mix of clouds and sunshine and make it up to 75. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 54 degrees, 827.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest rules for your retirement? Luckily, we keep up for you. Listen to Investing Sense every Saturday at noon or visit investingsense.com.
I want to tell you about Thompson Creek, their biggest sale of the year. You know, they started last month. They had this big sale going on, and there was so much interest, and people were so excited about it. Guess what? They decided to extend it for yet another week. You can get the lowest prices of the year. Are you ready? 25% off every window. Here's what you need to do. Pick up the phone and dial this number, 855-57-CREEK. Tell them that your good friend Brian Wilson sent you. Thompson Creek eliminates the middleman. They design and build and install super energy efficient windows. Now, what is that important? Because that means that when you install them, you'll save money on your heating and cooling bills. And then it's one of those things that once you install them, you start saving money each and every day. And I've been doing these Thompson Creek spots for a long time. I can tell you, I've seen no better deal than the one being offered right now. 25% off the cost of each window. 25%. Pick up the phone and call this number, 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. Online at thompsoncreek.com.
Decision makers, let WMAL help take your business to the next level. Don't wait. Get your message in front of Washington's most affluent, well-educated, and extremely loyal listening audience. To advertise with WMAL, visit WMAL.com/advertise. Nothing in the market offers better ROI. So connect with us and let's grow your business.
This is Larry O'Connor. Visit WMAL.com/advertise to partner with WMAL.
Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show right here every weekend. I want you to ask yourself, where will you be 4 years from now? Well, 4 years from now, you'll be 4 years closer to retirement. Will it be everything you want it to be? Come to my seminar, Preparing for Retirement, and learn how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts. Learn how to maximize your Social Security benefits and design your estate plan. Investments, Social Security, and wills and trusts. Master these to enjoy a comfortable and financially successful retirement. The seminar comes to Fairfax Tuesday, February 28th, Leesburg Wednesday, March 1st, both at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricestelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Will you be paying your caregiver more than $2,000 this year? Then you'll be responsible for nanny taxes. But don't worry, Care.com HomePay has you covered for 2017. The household tax and payroll experts at Care.com take care of everything from setting up automatic payments to filing returns. No work, no worry, guaranteed. Go to Care.com/HomePay now to learn more and get a free consultation. Care.com/HomePay. That's Care.com/HomePay.
Coming up in just a moment, Brett Baer from your Fox News Channel. It is now 8:30 in the nation's capital. It's time for some more news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. CPAC is getting ready to hear from President Trump. Yesterday, Vice President Mike Pence was among those setting the table for the president.
We got to march forward as if it's the most important time in the history of our movement. Because it is.
Friday morning, CPAC will hear from the president himself. So far, some conservatives who were unsure about Trump last year have expressed approval here for his cabinet picks and especially his Supreme Court nominee, Neil Gorsuch.
Correspondent Karen Kafa, you can hear President Trump's CPAC speech live at around 10:20 this morning here on WMAL. D.C. police continue to investigate after a shooting late last night in Northeast Washington that left two officers injured and a suspect dead. It all happened around 10:40 in the Trinidad neighborhood of Northeast. Acting Police Chief Peter Newsham admits it's been a dangerous few days.
I can tell you that we have had a number of shootings across the city over the last couple of days. Our officers have been responding to that very aggressively. As you can see, we had gunshots here earlier this evening. We had patrols in the area. And unfortunately, as a result of this incident tonight, we had two of our officers are suffering gunshot wounds at a local hospital.
Newsham was just nominated yesterday to be chief on a permanent basis. The fallout continues in North Carolina over state laws limiting LGBT protections. The NAACP is announcing plans today for an economic boycott of the state. We now know what weapon was used to kill the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
This is the first time they've identified what exactly they believe killed Kim Jong-un, calling it the VX nerve agent, which is an internationally banned chemical weapon. It's a lethal weapon, clearly. It's something that was first used in the 1950s.
Correspondent Alexandra Field. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,810. The Nasdaq back at 58-36. Sports, college basketball, a win for George Washington. NBA, the Wizards take on the Sixers tonight. The Caps host the Oilers, and it's play ball in Florida as the spring exhibition season begins for the Orioles today, for the Nationals tomorrow. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Did you know slow internet can actually hold your business back? Say goodbye to slow downloads, slow backups, slow everything. Comcast Business offers blazing fast and reliable internet that's 10 times faster than slow internet from the phone company. Say hello to fast internet speeds up to 150 megabits per second. Plus, did you know that in addition to fast internet, you can also add TV and phone for your business for just an additional $34.90 a month? Comcast Business TV helps keep your employees informed. And you get full-featured phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calls. And did you know all this is only a phone call away? Call 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offerings 3/31/17. Restrictions apply. Limited one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Compares Comcast 150 megabits per second and 15 megabits per second DSL downloads.
You want to hear something that's just unfair? Something only folks in Washington, D.C. could cook up. Well, listen closely. Right now, some in Congress are pushing a proposal they call age rating. Truth is, age rating is Washington speak for an age tax, an unfair tax on older Americans that would line the pockets of big insurance companies, meaning they could charge you up to 5 times as much as other people for the same health care coverage. So if you are 60, it could cost you nearly $3,000 more a year. But AARP is fighting to stop the age tax, and you can help. Call your member of Congress today at 844-586-9568. Tell them to say no to higher health care costs and no to an unfair tax on older Americans. Let's stop the age tax before it starts.
Paid for by AARP.
I had very, very serious depression. It takes all the joy out of your life.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough.
It's almost impossible to put into words. You have no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
I was amazed. I wasn't even sure why I was feeling so well.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Accepting all major insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
835 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading through town, I know it's been a tough ride on 295, but hopefully just got a little bit better. DDOT giving you the all clear. All lanes reopened. 295 southbound as you head past East Capitol Street to Pennsylvania Avenue. But boy, the long haul out of Chevrolet and Riverdale persists off of 50 and the BW Parkway. Just have to clear out these delays now. On the outer loop, top side of the Maryland Beltway, 95 to George Avenue with the volume inner loop into the Sunshine and Bethesda, slowing. Still quite slow as you come out of Fairland. Delays near Cherry Hill Road, taking you down toward Four Corners. Scene of the accident after Trader Joe's was along the right side. Now trying to get out of Wheaton on Georgia Avenue, southbound prior to the Beltway, southbound Georgia Avenue at Dennis Avenue for the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mild this morning and a very warm afternoon. Near record warmth at 75 with a mix of clouds and sunshine. 58 tonight. Thunderstorms become likely tomorrow afternoon. Maybe a strong or severe storm. 69. Clouds, sunshine, and near 50 on Sunday. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 54 in Dumfries, 57 in Gaithersburg, 57 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Welcome back to WMS. It is 8:36. I am Mary Walter, sitting with Brian Wilson here at CPAC, and we're almost wrapping up here. But we have had such wonderful guests. We got to speak with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. We got to speak with Ambassador Bolton. We had Scotty Neal Hughes here with us in the line on the phones.
That was crazy.
Getting into the arena, which was wonderful. Taylor West was here with us. Dr. Zudi Yasser was here with us. Which was all fantastic. There are so many wonderful people here. And it's CPAC is almost like a carnival atmosphere, mm-hmm. but with very intellectual people.
Yeah,
and I love that. I just love that there are so many wonderful intellectual people here who you can sit and watch up close. And, you know, Ted Cruz walking by and that kind of thing, with a big, huge gaggle of security around mm-hmm. him. But, you know, you can still jump up and take a picture over the top.
One of the things you notice is that when you're walking around here is you see these gaggle of people, these entourages.
And cameras, and people walking backwards.
And it's usually the lead person, and then there's like a whole host of people. They're sort of support team. And you're right, sometimes cameras walking backwards. Yeah. It is really an exciting sort of thing. And for the people who live out in the middle America who come here, and you know, and a lot of young people who come here who are excited about politics, it's fascinating to watch, you know, as they come in here. And these are the people that they see on TV, the people that they admire. Maybe they worked on campaigns. Maybe they were very active politically in their hometowns, and they're coming together, and they're in a room with people who see the world the way that they do, and it's an exciting thing for people to come here. Yesterday, of course, the vice president spoke, Steve Bannon and Reince Priebus spoke, and the number one event today is going to happen in the 10 o'clock hour here at CPAC. The president of the United States is coming to speak, the first time that a president has spoken to this group since 1981 during the Reagan years. So it's a big big deal for people who have come all the way across the country to see these people that are leading this government now, and to hear from the elected leaders, the president and vice president of the United States.
There were a couple of things I've noticed, and I know I talked about this earlier, but they were so impressive to me. One of them being, as you mentioned, the young people. Mm. I'm willing to bet there are probably more people here under the age of, probably just as many people are under the age of 30 as there are over, which is fascinating to watch, and they are wonderful to talk to. They're very interesting to speak to. You know, why are you here, and how did you get here? And it gives me hope for the future. I know that sounds corny, but I really think it does. That to me was really interesting. And the other thing is the united front, because you had people who were here last year at CPAC. I spoke to a woman last year who was a never Trumper, and now she is the evangelical outreach person for Trump. You know, she was a never Trumper, and she said to me, she goes, I was with Cruz, and when he didn't get it, she goes, I was a never Trumper. But she has turned around.
Yeah, there are a lot of people
who have
done that.
And now she's here, and there were so many people who were never Trumpers, and I really feared the Republican Party breaking a big divide by the time we got here this year, and I don't sense that. I really sense a coming together of all sides of the spectrum, from the far right towards the middle, of people who supported Trump, and to see them really being passionate in their support is wonderful.
Okay, we do have our guest now. Joining us on the line right now is Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel. Hello, Brett, how are you?
Hey, good morning. Sorry, I had a parent-teacher conference I forgot about this morning.
Parent-teacher conference. Well, you got important stuff to deal with. I know that you have been doing some reporting on CPAC. What were your impressions of the big events yesterday?
Well, listen, I think it was news that we heard. Darth Vader.
You're breaking up, Brett. Could you can you get near a window?
I said it was important that we heard. It was news that we heard Steve Bannon's voice. And it didn't sound like Darth Vader. And I think he made some points that, you know, obviously Trump supporters, it's in their sweet spot. I thought it was interesting that, you know, the difference between Ryan Priebus saying he thought it was optimistic that the media coverage would change after some time. And Steve Bannon said, no way. You know, it's going to be a grind every single day. And I think that is the mentality of the president, which is, you know, it may be a battle, but we're going to keep on pressing until we deliver on what I talked about on the campaign trail.
Now, while everyone is focused on CPAC, there was other business of the country being done yesterday. What was Trump doing yesterday?
Well, he had the meeting with the CEOs in the morning, and an impressive group of CEOs of big companies around the country talking about how this tax reform is going to be rolled out. The public part that was on the camera was pretty interesting, going around the room kind of holding court, seemed pretty comfortable in that setting, joking around with all these CEOs. And I think that there is a sense that with the rollback of some of these regulations and at least what they're talking about on tax reform, that a lot of these companies are on board. The question is how to get from point A to point B, and whether this border adjustment tax is going to survive the negotiations that we see coming into summer and into fall on tax reform.
Yesterday, a little bit of a surprise during the briefing with Sean Spicer, when he answered a question and he let it be known that it looks like the administration is going to be enforcing marijuana laws in a way that the past administration perhaps was not.
Yeah, and I think that is that's interesting and surprising to some. I don't know that we know all the specifics yet, so we'll have to see how that plays out.
Yeah, interesting. And what do you think we're going to hear from the president today? Have you gotten any sense in advance? This is a big speech before a very influential group of conservatives.
Yeah, I think that it'll be, if I had to guess, a thank you. Remember that he didn't attend this event last year, and not a big draw for CPAC. Came in third in the CPAC straw poll. Yeah, I'm just going to be 5 minutes. And I think that, you know, I think it'll be a big thank you to the supporters who clearly he's turned that room.
Yeah.
He did, you know, it's interesting. He did turn the room yesterday during this speech, just before Mike Pence came on. Robert Davi was speaking, and he asked how many people in this room supported Donald Trump at this time last year, and about 40% of the hands in the audience went up. He asked it, then he said, how many of you support him now? Mm-hmm. And every hand in the room went up.
Yeah.
So this is almost a victory lap for him.
Ben hit on some of that, you know, focusing on the judges, the justices, Gorsuch, and Ted Cruz said, you know, he thinks that there's another vacancy this summer on the Supreme Court.
Yep.
Maybe Kennedy retires.
That.
And that's a huge deal, especially.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, a lot of people are wondering how he knows that. I think it's just his speculation, but it sure would be interesting, wouldn't it? Well, listen, that's we got to go, Brett. Thank you so much for joining us. I hope the parent-teacher conference went well.
It's still going. All right, we'll see you guys.
All right, thank you. Thank you much, Brett. There. Sorry to interrupt you. It's now 6:44 on WMAL.
Having problems with limescale hard water issues? ScalePreventionUSA.com. Salt-free, chemical-free hard water solution since 1973. ScalePreventionUSA.com. ScalePreventionUSA.com. Federal System Award Management Cage Code Number 7RL22.
Need garage door repair? Visit GarageDoorRepair.com. Hi, Chris Plant here, and you've probably heard me say that a lot, and here's why. For over 40 years, Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. has been the gold standard for service and repair. Their professional experts truly care about giving you the best experience possible. Hey, nobody wants their garage door to break down, but if it does, you'll be glad you called the experts. So, one more time, remember, when you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
Great deals this Friday and Saturday at Atlantic Guns Ruger Day Sale. See AtlanticGuns.com.
8:45 now on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Making your travels to the Beltway, Maryland, out of Wheaton. A little bit of volume here on Georgia Avenue to get past the crash before the light at Dennis Avenue. But once you get through there, you're good to go down toward Forest Glen and the Beltway. For the Beltway, delays still from 95 and off and on around to Georgia Avenue. Out of White Oak, the volume with us heading down to Four Corners. That's where we've had our long-standing incident. Looks like they're just about giving us the clear here before you get to University Boulevard. But delays almost back still to Cherry Hill Road. So a long trip on that 29 ride out of Fairland, White Oak, and then toward Four Corners. Into town, DC 295, southbound between East Capitol Street, Pennsylvania Avenue. That crash gone. Northbound Virginia 95 at the Beltway exit ramp to the Interloop accident. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, it's the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Few clouds, mild this morning. We've already surpassed the average high for this time of year. And your record warmth this afternoon. The record 78 set in 1985. Today's forecast high in the south breeze, 75. Good Friday night out. Nice and mild for this time of year. Overnight, 58. Thunderstorms become likely in the afternoon tomorrow. Some strong, maybe severe storms, 69. Back to the low 50s by Sunday. I'm Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And come up with bad puns.
Yes, exactly.
It is 8:47 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's Brian Wilson, Mary Walter live from CPAC, and joining us here, gosh, you look vaguely familiar to me, Larry O'Connor. Wow.
Maybe you've seen me on Mousepad.
Yeah, I have seen it.
I just thought we had finally run out of guests, and we grabbed Larry because exactly. There was nobody else around. And we're like, let's put Larry on. What the hell?
Scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah, you had an exciting day yesterday in that you were getting ready to do the show live from CPAC, right from this very table.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, the Secret Service said, I'm sorry, sir, you must leave.
Yes, exactly. Well, you had a similar situation
this morning, right?
You can't get in. Thank goodness for Rick Fowler.
He built the wall. Was a great. Wall. There was
I saw that finally the wall has
overnight.
Been built.
Overnight. He built it overnight. I think we paid for it.
Ann Coulter was very excited about that part of
was
it,
she?
By the way.
Yes.
Yeah, so 2:30 they came in and we said, well, excuse me, don't you know who we are? We're WMAL.
And they said they don't care.
Yeah, that really didn't
and
make
said,
an impact
really nice.
On the...
Pack it up.
And of course, it makes total sense, and the Secret Service were professional and fantastic, and they said you can be back maybe in an hour, which would have been a half an hour into the program. So we just sort of called an audible and grabbed an Uber. A great Uber driver got us up to the station.
How long did it take you to drive?
We got there. So we left here at 2:35. We got up at 3:15.
Almost, yeah. That's pretty good.
And we had a pre-recorded interview with Senator Cruz. So we just started running that, right. and it was over, and we went right to traffic.
Wow, how crazy.
I got great pictures of you and Walker and you and Cruz. So I'll have to. I sent them to WMSO, so I'll send them
to you. Fun.
So, Larry, what do you think we're going to hear from the president today? This is the big moment, the president coming. First time a president has been here since 81.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Kellyanne Conway yesterday, I think, sort of teed it up for him. It's going to be TPAC from now on. Have you noticed that? Remember last year, Brian, it was real. I mean, the story was how divided everybody was. There's no unity. Everybody's right. And now, I mean, there's genuine enthusiasm here. Everybody's excited. It's time to get things done. The only people who aren't excited and enthusiastic seem to be the media in this room, so that's about right.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to spend so to that end, he's going to spend half his speech, if he's smart, destroying the media.
Have you seen?
He's going to take this moment to hammer the media,
and the crowd
will love it.
That's when we hide our badges, right?
Yeah. Have you seen the tweets this morning from the president?
I have not
about leaks, and he's very upset with the FBI for not stopping the leaks.
Yeah, no, I haven't. I haven't looked at that. I'll monitor his Twitter feed in a moment. I haven't quite done my prep yet.
Have you scattered out some good seats? Have you scattered for Trump?
To see Trump. No, I'm probably going to stand in the back. I feel like that's what we should do. The media should be standing in the back, ready to be
shamed. Oh, that's sad. I'm going to go
the box
sit in the front.
All right,
I got to prep.
I'm emceeing the Reagan dinner tonight. I've got to prep for that and get all my jokes together.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Our time is up, Larry. Oh. Once again, you've gone over.
Wow, he's been waiting years to say that, Larry.
It is now 8:50 on WMAL.
Some days you just can't give it away. Unless you're talking about free slots play at MGM National Harbor, where they've already given away over $1.5 million in free play on their pulse-pounding Vegas-caliber slot machines. Unless you're talking about that.
Be eligible to win $10,000 to $10,000 in free slots play when you sign up for M Life Rewards on site at MGM National Harbor. This is monumental.
Must be 21 or older. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. See M Life Rewards desk for details. Take the problem out of gambling. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This week on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell.
Inherently, when I hear that the federal deficit is increasing, it comes across as a negative, but it doesn't change my mood when I go to Starbucks.
Right.
Right?
I mean, good way to put it.
Yeah, and so the real question is, well, how does this impact that federal employee, the near retiree, and maybe you've become complacent?
Learn more on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL, or visit wintertroxell.com.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
An interesting new study from the University of Arizona shed some light on the progress we're making against infectious diseases. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. AIDS used to be a death sentence in the 1980s, but those numbers have declined steadily with the introduction of sophisticated medications. But now topping the list of infectious disease killers, influenza, pneumonia, which we've been dealing with for a long time. Deaths from vector-borne diseases like West Nile are rare, but they're up from zero. And it's a reminder that we're still at the risk of introduction of new diseases. Perhaps the best news of all, diseases that can be prevented through vaccination, such as measles and polio, have seen a sharp decline since 1980. I have 3 girls. I got them all vaccinated on time, on schedule, and you should too. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
From painting to lawn maintenance, we protect our homes, both the inside and the outside. Now is the perfect time to protect the most valuable thing in your home. Protect your loved ones by practicing a fire escape plan and installing Kidde fire and security products. Kidde is here to help with a full line of easy-to-install fire and carbon monoxide alarms and security cameras. And you can find them all at the Home Depot. Stop in today for everything you need to protect your home. Kidde, technology that saves lives.
In life, who do you trust more? The people who tell you what you want to hear or the people who tell you what you need to hear? At Financial Engines, we believe the same is true for financial advisors. Who would you trust more? The one who tells you what you want to hear? Hey, don't worry about retirement. It'll all work out. Or what you need to hear? If you don't have a plan, you might be planning to fail. At Financial Engines, we believe that everyone deserves to achieve their financial goals. And now that the Mutual Fund Store and Financial Engines have joined forces, our advisors are more equipped than ever to help you create a comprehensive financial plan for your future. Right now, for a limited time, get a free portfolio review from an experienced local advisor when you visit financialengines.com or call today.
This is Ken Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
A few years ago, my wife and I went shopping for amazing quality luxury bedding we could actually afford. And what did we find? Nothing. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen. Missy and I started Bull & Branch because we want you to be able to afford the best bedding in the world. By cutting out the middlemen and only selling online at BollandBranch.com, our award-winning sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. Every set is crafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer and softer over time. That's why we have thousands of five-star reviews, and even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. There's no risk. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollandBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping when you use promo code SLEEP. That's $50 off plus free shipping right now at BollandBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP. BollandBranch.com spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
It's 8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
It's Friday. Let's get rid of this rush hour. Well, a little tough in some spots. Now, Virginia, you're hung up trying to get up onto the Beltway. There's a crash from northbound 95 on that inner loop ramp. Once you get past the ramp and onto the Beltway before Braddock Road for another incident. So a bit of stop and go through that stretch. Once past Braddock Road, though, wide open up until 66. Get a little bit of volume there, and then you open up 66 into some of that sunshine still, but no late problems on 66. Trying to recover DC 295. This will take a while. Southbound between East Capitol Street and Pennsylvania Avenue. Crash cleared, but out of Chevrolet and Riverdale jammed. Heavy in the entire length of the 3rd Street Tunnel coming off of the freeway and trying to get through White Oak and down toward Four Corners. That has been a difficult stretch this morning between the Trader Joe's and University Boulevard with the bus accident was along the right side. Traffic update brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics, with insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Unseasonably warm numbers continue. Still not making records, though. 78, the record for today. We'll have a mix of clouds and sunshine and make it up to 75. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 56 degrees, 8:56.
Honey, let's put the new roof off till spring. Just because we need one doesn't mean I want to pay for it.
New Look Home Design has 0% interest and no payments for 1 year. Plus 10% off materials, but only for a limited time.
Wow, that's one sweet deal.
I'll get our free estimate scheduled.
Take advantage of this limited time offer. Call New Look now for 0% interest and no payments for a full year, plus 10% off materials. The number is 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300.
The winter is here, and the dirt and grime can be tough on your rugs and carpets. So here's a tip from Joe Hadid. Ask the right questions when you're choosing the company to clean your rugs. Do they clean your rugs in their own facility? Do they hand wash each and every rug? Do they offer stain removal and color restoration? Can you tour the facility where your rugs are going to be cleaned? If you can't answer yes to all these questions, then you need to call Joe Hadid.
For all your Oriental rug cleaning needs, just one call to Joe Hadid.
Joe Hadid has created a new pricing structure, so now everyone can take advantage of the Hadid quality and service. Right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Free pickup and delivery includes moving your furniture, rolling and relaying your rugs, and putting them back exactly where you want them. Minimum purchase is required. For details, go to JoeHadid.com. That's JoeHadid.com.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now?
Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-896-2121. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our highly skilled Washington, D.C. team and Dr. Andrew Holtzman help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. Results may vary.
Wesley had IRS troubles.
They told me I owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Coming after my house, my car. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
Wesley called Optima Tax Relief.
Oh, they were great people. Optima Tax. They know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Monday, Joe DeGenova will join us. We'll be talking to the Attorney General of Texas, who's been a busy man of late, and we'll have an Oscar recap. Programming note, Chris Plant is up next, and he'll be carrying the president's speech. Mary, how did you like CPAC?
I loved it. Let's do it again. Can we do this tomorrow?
No.
Come on.
Hey, Chris, good morning.
Good morning, kids. I'm back here in the safety and comfort of our studio for a variety of reasons, and of course, we've got CPAC, we've got the president's speech.